Title: Tagging One-Shots by Mood, Without Third-Party Plugins Advanced. Alright, let's build a mood-based one-shot system inside Ableton Live that actually makes you faster at drum and bass. No sample manager. No plugins. Just stock live features and a workflow that holds up when you're under pressure and you're trying to write a roller in, like, 10 minutes. Because here's the truth. Kick and snare folders aren't enough. In DNB, the real question is, what's the vibe? Is it cold and dystopian? Is it clean and modern? Is it crunchy jungle? Is it heavy enough to survive clipping and still punch you in the chest? If you can answer that instantly while browsing, you write faster. If you can't, you get stuck auditioning for an hour. So by the end of this lesson, you'll have four things: a role-based folder structure that stays logical, a mood vocabulary that maps to real mix decisions, collections in Live renamed into mood tags, so tagging is instant, and an audition setup, so you're hearing samples in a rolling drum context, not as naked one-shots that lie to you. Let's start with the part most people mess up, the mood vocabulary. Step 0, decide your mood tags and keep them tight. If you pick 30 moods, you'll use none. You want 6 to 9 max, and they need to represent real decisions you make in a DNB mix. Here's a solid set: dark, heavy, crisp, raw, warm, tech, jungle, and optionally airy if you deal with a lot of hats and top texture. Now, quick coaching note. Mood is not a cute vibe label. Mood is a decision tree. A good tag changes what you do next. So in your head, define them by behavior. Crisp means it survives at low monitoring level. It's transient forward. It doesn't need an exciter. It reads instantly. Raw means it already has grit, room, mess, mid-range hair. It probably needs cleanup and taming. Tech means controlled tail. Narrow and precise. Easy to place. Usually minimal. Heavy means it still has weight after leveling. Not loud. It doesn't collapse when you clip it a bit. If you want to really lock this in, make a tiny text file in your user library called something like TDG rules and write one sentence per mood. That prevents your system from drifting over time, where everything slowly becomes dark, because you were in a mood one day. Now, step 1. Turn Ableton collections into mood tags. Open Live's browser and make sure collections are visible. You'll see those colored labels. Rename them. Right-click each collection name and rename it to your moods. Dark, heavy, crisp, raw, warm, tech, jungle. If you're keeping airy, add it. If you don't have enough collections visible in your version, prioritize the moods you use constantly and keep the rest as naming tokens instead. Why collections? Because it's instant and global. You can tag individual samples, devices, racks, and even folders. And here's the advanced habit. One collection equals one mood. Don't waste collections on good or drums. This is a vibe index. Step 2. Build a role-based folder structure in your user library. Go to Places, then User Library. Inside, create samples, then one-shots. Then inside one-shots, create role folders, kicks, snares, claps, rims, closed hats, open hats, perk, foley, effects hits, sub drops, vox shots. Key principle. The folder tells you what job it does. Kick, snare, hat. That's role. Mood is not folder structure. Mood is tags and names. This keeps you from building a maze of dark snares, dark kicks, dark hats, and duplicating your entire library in 20 directions. Step 3. Naming conventions that encode mood and function. This is where search becomes a weapon. A simple template is role, underscore, mood, underscore, character, underscore, anything useful like note or source and a version. So you might have SN dark short crack V01, kick heavy punch 52 HZ V02, HAT jungle crunchy 12-bit V01, perk tech metal tech V03. Teacher note, don't try to rename your whole life. Start with the top 200 one-shots you actually use. The point is speed, not perfection. And another advanced move. Add status prefixes to manage curation without any extra tools. Use something like CZ for parking lot, not curated, fix for promising but needs editing. A plus for proven in tracks, elite shortlist. That way you can search a plus SN dark and instantly pull only battle-tested snares. That is unbelievably powerful when you're writing fast. Step 4. Tagging samples by mood with collections. In the browser, find a one-shot, right-click and add it to a collection, or use the color dot depending on your live version. But here's the rule that makes it work. Tag by how it behaves in a DNB mix, not how it sounds solo. A snare can sound enormous by itself and completely vanish once the break and bass come in. So audition it in context, and ask, does it cut at 2 and 4? Does it smear? Does it take distortion well? Does it read on small speakers? If it's cold, metallic, and loves being pushed, that's dark. If it's transient plus chest hit, that's heavy. If it's clean, sharp, tidy top, that's crisp. If it's crunchy and vintage, that's jungle. If it's narrow, controlled, clinical, that's tech. You can tag a sample in multiple moods if it truly works in both, like crisp and tech, but keep overlap rare, because too much overlap destroys meaning. Step 5. Build mood kits as small folders and tag the folders too. Inside each role folder, make a folder called something like mood kits. Then inside that, create snare dark, snare jungle, snare heavy, and so on. These are not storage dumps. These are shortlists. 10 to 40 max per kit, and honestly, closer to 10 if you want peak speed. Then tag the folder itself with collections. That gives you two entry points. You can browse role first, like snares, then mood kit, or you can click a mood collection like dark and see the best dark folders and samples across your whole library. This is the moment your workflow starts feeling like cheating. Step 6. Audition one-shots in context using a template. This is the advanced part that separates organized from fast. Make an audition template live set with an audition lane. You want a loop that resembles Riedel DNB. Track 1. A reference break or your go a ghosted roller loop. Track 2. A sub. Super simple. Operator or wavitable. Just holding down the weight. Track 3. An audition drum rack where you drop one shots to test. Inside the drum rack, map predictable slots. C1 kick, D1 snare, F sharp 1 closed hat, A sharp 1 open hat, and then the rest for perk, rides, crashes. Make a simple MIDI clip that plays a classic roller skeleton. Kick on 1, maybe the end of 2 if that's your style. Snare on 2 and 4, hats on 8ths or 16ths with some swing. And add gentle ghost notes, because in DNB, ghost behavior is a big part of whether a snare is actually usable. Now put a stock mix reality chain on the drum rack bus. Drum bus for drive and smack. Saturator with soft clip on, so you can hear if the hit survives being pushed. EQ8, high pass around 20 to 30 HE to keep in for clean and maybe a gentle dip in the boxy zone, often around 200 to 500. Glue compressor, just aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, so you hear it as a glue drum bus, not as a sample showroom. And here's a big coaching point. Standardize audition loudness. Louder always sounds better. So we need to remove that bias. Create a permanent calibration chain on the audition channel. Put utility first and set a fixed trim, often -6 to -12 dB depending on how hot your samples are. Then a stock limiter catching only extreme peaks, not shaving everything. The goal is that you choose based on tone and shape, not volume. Now, when you browse, you're not asking does this sample sound huge solo. You're asking does the sample hold up when the loop is rolling and the bus is working. Step 7. Use live search like a weapon. Because you renamed things, you can now search with intent. Type SN dark, or kick heavy, or hat jungle crunch, or perk tech metal. Here's the micro workflow that keeps you moving. Search role plus mood. Audition 5 to 10. Tag the best with collections. Move the winners into the mood kit folder. That's it. That's the cycle. Step 8. Add character tags that describe transient and tail. Mood gets you in the neighborhood. Character gets you to the exact house. Use words like short, long, crack, thud, snap, rimmy, noisy, roomy, metal, wood, dist, clean. Because SN dark long metal behaves totally differently than SN dark short crack in a roller. And if you want to go deeper without creating more collections, use micro moods as suffixes in the name, like dark narrow versus dark wide, or heavy subsafe, meaning it doesn't fight your sub. Now you can search HAT dark wide and you didn't need extra tags. Advanced bonus. Two-axis function tagging in names. DNB drums do multiple jobs, so beyond kick and snare, add tokens like SN ghost for ghost friendly, SN fill for fill hits, kick punch versus kick sub, hat time versus hat texture. That's huge, because a snare is often three roles, main hit, ghost note hit, and a layer. Now let's hit common mistakes so you don't build a gorgeous system that fails in practice. Mistake 1. Tagging my solo impression. If you don't audition in context, your tags will be wrong. Mistake 2. Too many moods. If you can't tell whether something is tech or crisp, either the tags aren't defined, or the sample is generic. And generic is okay, but it shouldn't dominate your curated kits. Mistake 3. Mixing role and mood into the folder structure. Keep folders role-based. Use collections and names for mood. Mistake 4. Never curating. If you tag everything, you tagged nothing. The power is in the elite shortlists. Mistake 5. ignoring gain staging. If you don't calibrate audition level, your best samples will just be the loudest ones. Now, pro tips specifically for darker and heavier DNB. Create a dark bus effect rack using only stock devices. EQ to gently reduce top above about 10 or 12k if things are too shiny. Saturator soft clip. A couple dB of drive. Redux very subtly if you want a hint of roughness. Tiny moves only. Drum bus drive and damp to control fizz. Save that rack and tag it as dark in collections. Now, when you're browsing dark drums, your dark processing chain is right there in the same mood world. That's a workflow multiplier. Also, tag distortion-friendly hits. Some snares love beating slammed. Some fold into ugly noise. Add a token like takes to store folds. Future you will thank you. And one more DNB specific win. Ghost safe variants. A lot of snares sound great at full velocity, and then the ghost notes reveal nasty ringing or weird noise. Make a ghost safe version with a gate shortening the tail, maybe a tiny EQ notch for the ring. Resample it. Save it as SN mood ghost safe. Now ghost notes stop being a separate sound selection problem, which brings us to a powerful concept. Manufacture mood variants. Instead of hunting forever for the perfect dark snare and the perfect crisp snare, take a core snare you already like and make two or three light variants. A crisp version. Tighten tail, emphasize transient. A dark version. Top shelf down, a bit of saturation. A raw version. Slight bit reduction or gritty texture. Resample and save them as separate files, tagged accordingly. You just turned one good sample into a small, organized palette. Okay. Quick practice exercise, 15 minutes. Pick one roll. Snares. Pick 30 snares you actually like. Turn on your audition template so the loop is rolling. For each snare, decide the mood based on behavior in the loop. Rename it SN_mood_character version 1. Tag it with collections. Then pick 10 winners and copy them into your mood kit folders. Your success metric is simple. Next session, you can find a dark snare in under 10 seconds. And if you want an advanced measurable challenge, do the mood index sprint. One roll only, like snares. This audio version is shortened for playback.